See, this is articulation. So the front wheels and the back wheels go in different directions. We can turn a little bit shorter. You can see the size of the tires that we have today, where we're trying to reduce compaction on the soil. And that's something different that you see.
A row of bright green tractors lines the back of a large shed. It's all John Deere on this farm.
Farm equipment is always a hot topic about what you think, but we have evolved into the long green and yellow line, and we think either brand of tractor, whether it's Case IH or John Deere, have really improved the technology and provide a lot of benefit for farmers.
Bob Pritchard has worn a lot of civic hats over the years. In addition to farming, he's been a radio reporter, a county board member, a legislator, and now university trustee. He took some time recently on his family farm to sit outside looking at the land and reflecting on where he's been and where he's going.
How do you think your time in the legislature will inform the types of things that you would like to see the NIU Board of Trustees take up?
Well, during my 15 years, I was very engaged in educational issues, and a lot of that time was spent on K-12. And today we know that there's a need for articulation or growth, a handoff from elementary school to high school to community college to four-year institution. And we have been lacking in some of that articulation. So certainly I'll bring some of that experience, some of the discussions that we've had, the task forces that we've had, to bear at how Northern is operating. I think many of the things have been adopted and are working well, but there's other areas that we need to keep improving.
Let's talk about enrollment, because many of the state's public universities are struggling with enrollment, either students going out of state or just the number of students becoming 18 and having that to choose. Do you think that the state can sustain the number of public universities that it has, or are systemic changes needed?
Well, I think systemic changes are going to be needed. I think we will keep the universities that we have in some fashion. There may be a different organizational structure, but communities have a lot invested in those universities and colleges. And we have well over 100 private and public institutions in our state. So we're really education blessed, but not all of them can be competitive. And as you said, there's fewer children born today, and that's causing part of the stress that we're seeing in our universities. It's not new. We knew this wave was coming. In fact, it's going to be another couple of years before we'll really hit the bottom of what that youthful population is. But that doesn't mean a university has to be locked into just those young people graduating from high school. We've only got 40-some, maybe close to 50% of our residents in Illinois that have something beyond high school, whether it's a certificate, whether it's an associate's degree, whether it's a four-year degree. And we know that the jobs of today and tomorrow are going to require additional education and training. So let's look at those adults. Let's bring them back to our colleges and community colleges as well as the university.
Do you think you can turn off your legislative role cold turkey, or are you going to have the next representative on speed dial saying, well, hey, you know, I've got some insight on this, or how close are you going to be watching?
I'm going to be watching very closely. One of the committees I'm on deals with our legislative relations. I understand the legislative process, so I'm going to be monitoring. I'm going to be sharing concerns that we have that are important to Northern. The spring formed an NIU caucus, legislative caucus, and we're going to try to continue to grow that and to share information with legislators so they understand the impact of bills they passed.
They haven't heard the last of Bob Pritchard down there, right?
Not yet.
Is Mike Madigan as intimidating as he's portrayed?
In his role as speaker, yes. As an individual, no. You can visit with him, and he seems very cordial. He has grandchildren. He has certain goals and aspirations for his family. But his power has become too large, and that's what's got to change.
Do you think that there's too much money going into the governor's race?
Oh, there's too much money in politics in general, and that has evolved. And part of that is people's thought that they can control the agenda by who they elect. And I think that's where we got to come back to the democracy philosophy that the majority will rule and that you have to sell your ideas. So, yes, the governor's race is obscene.
Do you look back as a whole and say, things got better, or did you leave saying you have less hope on kind of the civil discourse of the legislative process?
I'm always hopeful. That's one of the things you learn growing up in agriculture, that you always hope that next year will be better, or we'll get rain in another month or so when we need it. So you continually to look on the optimistic side of things, and I continue to do that with Illinois. We have great resources. We have great opportunities. As I said, we've got lots of institutions of education that are going to continue to prepare our young people for the jobs and the innovation that's going to be necessary. So I look on the bright side of things. Yes, we're going through some very difficult times right now, both in Illinois as well as in our nation, where people are very polarized in their views and they're very condemning. They don't accept someone else's point of view. This is evolutionary. I mean, we go through different social demands and orders, and we swing the pendulum one way and then we'll come back the other way. So I'm hopeful that we'll get back to a more, call it moderate, middle of the road view, where people can have different ideas, but they can accept them. We can allow the democratic process to work so that the majority will pass some of the legislation. And we'll continue to try to educate the citizens so they know what their legislators and their elected officials are doing.